Welcome to the Grad Chat with Jeannie Zillox, Liana Caffrey, and Kara Haas. If you're interested in some student stories and learning more about graduate programs or grad school as a whole, you're in the right place. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Grad Chat. I am Jeannie Zillox, and I have with me today my associate director, Liana Caffrey. Hi, Liana.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, everybody.
And our producer, Kara Haas. Hi, Kara.
Hello, everyone.
And our guest today is Master of Social Work student, Zahra Afmati. She is a first-year student, and she is also in a graduate fellowship. So thank you so much, Zahra, for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. So Zahra, I would like to start with you on sort of your journey to get to the United States first, because I think that this is an interesting story that other students might want to hear about. So tell us where you are from and how you got here.
Sure. I'm from Afghanistan, and my journey started when my country collapsed by the Taliban in 2021, in August 2021. Unfortunately, it was the last days of the government that my country collapsed by the Taliban, and I received an email from the U.S. Embassy for the evacuation to the United States. It was the last days of August 2021 that I received that email, and I went to the Kabul airport. I was in Herat, western region of Afghanistan. Then I relocated to central part of Afghanistan, Kabul. And from Kabul, I was evacuated to the Qatar. Actually, I was 5 days and nights in Kabul airport in order to reach to the airplane. And after that, I evacuated to Qatar. I was in Qatar for 5 days and nights. And then after that, again, I was evacuated to Germany. And I was in Germany for 7 nights. And after that, finally, in September, in the 5th of September, 2021, I was brought to the United States.
Wow. So, Zahra, are you alone during this journey? Were you by yourself?
Yes, I was by myself.
Wow. And so you had to sort of leave your family behind and decide to make this journey on your own.
Yes. Unfortunately, in that time, we had the fear of the Taliban that they might arrest us, because I had the background of working for the humanitarian organization, and also I was advocating for women's and children's rights. My family also, they were scared that something might happen. Please escape the country. I remember that when I was in Kabul waiting for the flight, I received a call from my father that he was telling me that, hey, my daughter, you should leave the country as soon as possible. We are worried about you. But finally, with those praying, I could escape my country.
Wow. And so all of these nights waiting in the airport, you know, hoping that you're going to get on a plane. And so how many other people, women, Afghans, are you with at this time?
It was a big chaos in Kabul airport in that time, especially during August. It was thousands of people. And I remember that in those 5 days and nights that I was in the Kabul airport, we didn't have access to food, water, anything, even the basic services. And I saw that a lot of people, especially children and women, they were died there because of the crowd and because of the chaos that was happening in Kabul airport.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad for us to hear. That's so tough.
Yes, unfortunately, it was a big trauma for everyone in Kabul airport.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Okay, so on the 5th of September, you arrive in the United States, and where do you arrive?
The first place that I was arrived was Virginia, and they sent us to a military camp in Virginia, Fort Lee, and I was there for 3 months again. And in those 3 months, they were doing our medical checkup, our security background check, and we were waiting for final destination. When I arrived in the Virginia Fort Lee camp, they asked me that, what's your plan? Where is your final destination? Actually, I can say that I didn't know anyone in the United States. And I was thinking, that's why I was waiting 3 months in the camp. Suddenly, by the chance, I remember that, I know an American professor in Massachusetts that I had a call with her in 2019. I contacted her and I asked her that, hey, Professor Amy, I'm in the United States. I don't know where should I go. And she told me that you can come to Massachusetts. I know there is a college in Massachusetts by the name of Merrimack College that they have fellowship and you can continue your master's degree in social work, because she already knew that I had the background of sociology and I was interested to start the social work program. That's why after 3 months, I told the government that I want to go to Massachusetts, and they sent me here in November 2021.
And so, where do you arrive in Massachusetts?
The government has a program, resettlement program. When I told them that I want to go to Massachusetts, they sent my information to a resettlement agency, refugee resettlement agency. And then the refugee resettlement agency, part of their responsibility is to hosting the refugees for 3 months, in order to make sure that they have job, they have house. And in that time, the refugee resettlement agency that I was connected with, that was International Institute of New England. They contacted to a host family and they told them that, actually they asked me that, do you want to live with American family or do you want to live by yourself? And I told them that I want to live with American family in order to be familiar with the American culture as soon as possible. And then they sent me to a host family house.
And so while you were living with this family, they get you a job, because I remember when we first connected, you were already working.
Yes. This host family, they only provided housing for me. And then still I'm living with them. And after 4 months, I think, yes, it was 4 months, I was getting preparation for the English language test in order to get admission for Merrimack College. And also after 4 months, I found that I should start a job. And then I applied in the same a refugee resettlement agency that they picked up my case, and I started a job as an employment case specialist.
That's great. And I remember, so that's when this Professor Amy, she reached out to me about you. And I remember we talked, and I remember feeling so bad, because at that point in the year, we had already placed our fellows for the year. Yes. And I couldn't accept you into the fellowship program at that time, but I said to you, Zara, just hold on and apply to the program, right? And we'll see what we can do. So you had to wait, gosh, was it six months or so? A year?
Yes. I just remembered that I missed the year of admission, and that's why I applied for the next year.
Right.
The next year, right, of the program.
Yeah. So that was, so I remember your application was in early, you were ready to go. And so you were ready to go through this process. So why don't you describe for us what that was like, sort of going through this whole fellowship process?
It was completely a new program for me. I was thinking, oh my God, can I do it or can't I? I can't do it. It's a lot of requirement for me. Not a lot of requirement, but in that time, I was thinking that it's a big requirement. The first requirement was English language test, and I remember that I passed the test three times. And I couldn't get the exact score that I wanted. And when I contacted someone in Merrimack College, they told me that, no, you should get the exact score. And then in the fourth attempt, I could get the exact score that Merrimack College wanted. And fortunately, this part was new for me. And also the other part was evaluation of my transcript. I should evaluate my transcript. And it took also a little time for me because I should send it to an organization for the evaluation. And then they send it to the Merrimack College. These two steps was very big for me, but fortunately I could handle them and I could submit all the requirement documents by the deadline.
So then you're admitted to the program at this point, and you find out that you have been admitted to be a social work student, and then it's time for you to sort of select the fellowships that you're interested in. And so I'll just kind of mention that for social work students, there are some fellowships that we have that can also count as a counsel and social work education accredited field placement. And so we knew that it was kind of important for Zara to get, one of these type of placements. And so the social work school would say to us, okay, these are the placements that you can have. And so the social work students see those specific placements. I think we had, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 last year. So how many interviews, Zara, did you have for your fellowship?
Actually, among those 8 positions, I had 6 interviews. And then during the ranking, one of the best position that I was really interested was academic success coach that I put in the ranking. I put number 1. And during the matching program, I found that I got that position also, that internship position.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, because it's not an easy process. That whole thing is not easy.
It was a long process.
Yes, it was.
So what made you decide that the academic success coach was the position that you were most interested in, that was your first choice? What was it about that position?
The first reason, because when I read the description of the position, I found that it's a 1-on-1 weekly coaching session with the freshmen, especially those students that they are transitioning to the college life and academically. That's the point that I wanted to engage. I wanted to engage in the academic life and also get to know about what's the academic life here in the United States, and what's the barriers, what's the challenges for the American kids that they are studying here.
Wonderful. And how are you enjoying the position? Because you've been doing this now since the end of August, right?
Yes, it's the second semester I'm doing this position, this internship, and I'm really enjoying it's completely different than my working experience that I had in the past, and I really enjoying. I could get to know a lot of new things about American academic life, and also about students that they are transitioning to the college life.
So you feel like you're getting some really good experience, and at the same time, this is your first experience with a traditional college, you know, the United States traditional college experience, right? So you're kind of living it with the students that you're working with.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
Thank you.
And so how about your classes, Zara? How have you found the coursework and also balancing the coursework and the fellowship at the same time?
Actually, when I just started the college, I lost myself. I was thinking, oh my God, it's a lot of assignments, 4 classes plus field work. But by the time after 1 month, I could get to know that what's the program about, and which classes I'm doing. And then I was feeling more comfortable and confident about doing all of those works, especially doing assignments plus reading and also balancing with my field work. Right now, I feel more confident than the first semester.
That's good.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
And so are there any particular classes or topics that have stood out to you so far as kind of favorites or just things that you would want other students to know about?
Yes, it was a course by the name of Anti-Oppressive Social Work. I found it very close to me because I came from a background that oppression was seeing in every stage of life. And when I was studying that classes, I could learn a lot, and it resonated a lot with my life in the past and sometimes even in today's life, but it was resonating a lot with my past experience.
And you're not still working at the resettlement also?
No.
Yeah, you can't fit that in. That would be a lot.
No.
So as you think about, you know, sort of the next semester, I mean, you have a semester to get through and then a whole another year. Do you kind of have an idea of what you want to do when you finish or what you really want to focus on next year?
Yes, in social work program, as you might know, there are three level: macro, micro, and meso level. I'm very interested in working in the macro level, especially working with refugee and immigrants. And in these days, I have interviewing. I have one interview with some organizations that they are working with refugee and immigrants, especially working in the macro level. The one specific reason that I choose macro level is advocacy. Part of my job in Afghanistan was doing advocacy for the children's and women's rights. And I want to still working in this field, especially advocating for the refugee and immigrants that they are in the United States.
I can't imagine, Zara, how important the work is. I know how important the work is, but I think you, as an immigrant yourself, as a refugee yourself, your work will be so powerful because you can relate to all of the refugees on a very personal level. Which is powerful, which is really powerful. So best of luck in the interview. In my opinion, they'd be crazy not to take you.
Thank you so much. Hopefully, thank you.
I agree. I mean, you've even helped already, you know, with other students, right? You know, we had another student, another woman who was an Afghan refugee come, and I thought like, oh, I have to get her connected with Zara right away so that she could, you know, I mean, and I know that you were a wonderful resource for her as another woman coming in alone, right? Having no family here in the United States. So already been doing it.
Thank you.
So Zara, I'm interested to know how it's been for you living with an American family and kind of how you have found this American culture for you so far.
It's a good question. Actually, living with an American family was the best experience that I could have. And I'm always appreciated of living with this family because the host family that I'm living with her is a single woman, and she helped me a lot with everything, not only with the only living in that house, in every other area, for example, in supporting me emotionally also. She was very helpful. And the first days that I arrived here, I can say that I was culture shock. Completely, I was culture shock. And the trauma that I received from the Kabul airport, it was very difficult for me. But by by helping and supporting that I could receive from my host family, I could handle it very easily. Though it was not easy, but I could handle it a little better. And I'm always appreciated, because if they were not there, I don't know I could do it or not.
And so how about now? How have things settled out for you now?
Now also it's wonderful. I'm still living with this host family, and still I have a good family that every time I'm going to the house, she's asking me about my life, my study, and a warm meal is always ready for me. And I have planned to still live with this family until end of my graduation from Merrimack College. And after that, I might start my life independently.
Good for you.
And you drive, Zara, right? You got your license and you drive. Do you drive to campus?
Yes. In my country, we were not, we couldn't drive. Actually, we could drive, but it was not culturally, it was not a good thing to do. When I arrived here in this age, I was thinking, oh my God, how can I drive? I was scared of driving and because I don't used to that. But definitely when I'm asking other people, they are telling me that driving in the US is much, much easier than driving in my country, Afghanistan. And I could get my driving license and I could get my car and commute by myself. It's a good experience. I'm a new driver.
And how do you like it? Yeah.
I like it. There are a lot of rule and policy about driving. And until now, I like driving in the US. It's not very difficult.
That's so impressive.
I was going to say,
you're really impressive. Kudos to you, because it does give you a huge sense of independence, right? And as a woman, that you can get in your car and you can drive to the store or drive to the library or drive to campus. But I will say that Massachusetts as a state, we're not known for the best drivers in the United States. So
wow.
It's really impressive that you think it's easy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Because maybe I'm a new driver. I don't have any experience. That's why.
Yeah. Wait till you drive in another part of the country. You're going to realize that we're not the nicest drivers.
Oh my God. In terms of driving, I'm like a new baby that is learning new stuff and doesn't know that which is good or which is bad. Right.
Well, you passed your test and you have your license, so that's great. And the more you drive, the more experience you'll get. And it's very impressive. I'm very proud of you. And again, working with other women refugees and talking about advocacy for, you know, children and families, you know, having a woman that can support herself and be able to get from A to B it's really, really important. So you are going to be an inspiration for a lot of other people.
Thank you so
much. You're an inspiration to me. So we're thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I do have a question for you. This last week we attended a Master of Social Work panel. And I was wondering if you were there, because I know me and Liana were there. I was the one videotaping in the background. And I know a lot of the alumni talked about how close you are with your peers. And I was wondering if you could talk about that, how much you guys help each other out, and a little bit about your cohort.
Yes, actually the people that the students that we are in the social work program, we are very friendly, very supportive. I could also find good friends, and especially in terms of doing assignments and also participating to the class, we are always supporting each other. Every time, especially for me, because I'm very new with the American academic staff, it's very I have a lot of questions. Always when I reach out to my classmates, they were helpful and supportive to me.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And how about the college as a whole? So it sounds like, you know, you have support from your host family and you have support from your fellow students? And how about the College of Merrimack as a whole? Have you felt supported as a student and as an international student?
I can say that it's the most friendliest college that I can say. Everyone are friendly, even faculty, staff, and students, they are friendly and supportive. And I never feel isolated, or I never feel that I'm from another culture. Even in my program, program that I'm working as a graduate fellow, they are very supportive and helping, especially my supervisor. He is the best, and always when I have any questions, I'm in his door and he's responding to me. Everyone are very friendly and responsive.
That's wonderful.
That is. I think that the fellowship program in general, right? I mean, I think that social work is great because it has this cohort model and it kind of puts you with students already, but then the fellowship is even that next step of that, because you have colleagues really in an office that you work in, and then you have the other fellows, and then of course there are the students that you work with.
Yes.
So it must be interesting for you to this whole like culture shock to come and also work with these American freshman students.
Actually, I like it. Yes.
Has anything sort of surprised you, or things that you thought it was going to be one way and absolutely was another?
The first days that I started my job, I was thinking that it might be a little challenging. But by the time when I completed the first semester, I found it very not very challenging. It had some challenging that I could handle with the help of my colleagues and my supervisor. But I found American freshmen, they are trying to work on themselves, studying, and also motivated to learn, especially those students that they are in Merrimack College. They are very motivated to learn and do their stuff.
That's great. Yeah. So Zara, if you were going to give advice to a student that is maybe thinking about entering the field of social work, and maybe specifically Merrimack College, what advice would you give to them? What would you have wanted to know maybe before you came?
Social work is the best program. I can say that. Maybe I have biases about it, but social work is the best program because they have the best faculty, the best staff, and they are always responsive. They are always supportive and friendly. I can say that among four of professors that I had classes with them, they were the most nicest and friendliest professors that I had in my life. And even when I was a student in my graduate undergrad studies, we had also good professors, but they were not very responsive, very friendly. Always my professor, they were very serious, but here in the Merrimack College, they are very friendly. I couldn't feel any pressure, any pressure in my classes. Though we had deadline, always I try to meet my deadline, but the best faculty, the best professors it has.
Good to know.
Yes.
That's great. I mean, it's I think it does say a lot about the community, and that you've been able to make friends not only in your social work program, but also within the fellowship program, and that you find that the professors and the faculty at Merrimack are supportive. It's a supportive community, which is great, because
yes,
we pride ourselves on that, but it's always nice to hear that you're living that experience.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Zara, will you take classes over the summer?
I have planned to take one elective classes, but not sure about it, but I have planned.
Okay. So, I mean, it's, as you think about the next year, right, it might feel a little easier because even though you will have field placement, your fellowship, it would be less hours, right? or a few less than you were doing?
I think it's also 24 hours. It's only 1 hour less.
1 hour less. Well,
yes.
I mean, we can all use an extra hour. I mean, I'll take that.
Yes.
Okay, so is there anything else that you would like to share either about yourself or about the program or about Merrimack or any kind of final words that you would like to share?
The final things that I can say is that I'm always appreciated of everyone in Merrimack College, that they were very supportive and friendly to me.
Okay. Well, we are happy to have you. I mean, it's when we hear about a student like you, right? Like it took a long time, obviously, for you to really become a student here, but it's so rewarding when we meet a student like you and then you're able to become a student and then are so successful in the program. It feels good for us too. So thank you for being here.
Of course, thank you too.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that's enough for today. And thank you so much for doing this and for being one of our students.
Thank you.
Zara, you're going to go really far. And I can tell you that when you walk across the graduation stage, I know that Jeannie and I are probably going to be the loudest voices at the other end.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
All right, Zara, have a great afternoon and we will see you soon.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You listen to Grad Chat with Jeannie Zillox, Liana Caffrey, and Kara Haas. Join us every week. Have a great rest of your day. This podcast is brought to you by Merrimack's Graduate Admission and our hosts, Jeannie Zillox, Liana Caffrey, and our editor-producer, Kara Haas. Thank you for listening.